There was a shell that they call a creeper shell. It was a small shell, and they were practically worthless as far as our operation was concerned there. In fact, if a man had a lot of creeper shells in his pile of shells that we bought, he got docked on it. So one day, the river had been up and gone down. This man had a bunch of kids, and they picked up these creeper shells then that were exposed along the bank. They had a pile of creeper shells twice as big as this room. So we pulled in there that morning, and I looked, and I said, look at that pile of creeper shells. So anyway, we went ahead and bought his regular pile of shells. Then I went over and got in the truck and got ready to move to the next place. And so Mr. Waters kept talking with this man. So after a while, he got back in the truck and we took off. And we got down the road a ways, and he said, how long do you think it would take you to move that pile of creeper shells? And I said, oh, I don't know, that's a lot of shells. They were very light, no, it wasn't hard work, you know, we'd scoop a lot of them. Well, he said, I bought that pile of shells. He said, now, this was like on Saturday, he said, now Monday, we start moving that because somebody else come along, they'll sell them to them. A lot of those people weren't too honest. Boy, we started moving that bunch of creeper shells Monday, and I'm sure it took us all week. And we piled them up out in the yard there at the button factory. And when I left there, they were still there. But I know he eventually sold them to somebody. But, oh, that was a big disappointment when he said, I bought that.